This is the Sports Cage Junior Football Report with Dave Thomas. 2 weeks are in the books for the Prairie Football Conference regular season. In Calgary, the Regina Thunder improved to 2-0 with a 46-21 win over the Colts. Thunder quarterback Adam Mosier was 13-20 for 163 yards and a touchdown in the victory, and says that he's really feeling confident. "Yeah, I'm feeling very confident. When you got an O-line like ours, you can just stand in there. So that always makes it easier. You know, there's definitely some things I'd like to improve, but I think off to a good start and just want to keep getting better off of that." And Mosier knows that as the defending champs, the Thunder will get their opponent's best. "Yeah, we definitely do have like a hit on us, and we just want to keep moving forward and improving every week and not let anyone catch up to us." After playing their first two games on the road, Mosier is excited for Sunday's home opener against the Edmonton Huskies. "Yeah, the Huskies, they're a great team. They played phenomenal, and we just want to bring it to them. We have a few schemes that we want to bring, and we'll see how that plays out." Kickoff at Libel Field on Sunday is at 1 p.m. In other Week 2 PFC actions, Saskatoon running back David Collins scampered for 157 yards and 2 touchdowns as the Hilltops improved their record to 1-1 with a 46-6 win over the Edmonton Huskies, while Winnipeg's 2-0 thanks to a 43-24 victory over the Edmonton Wildcats. Now back to the Thunder. It was a big week for the program. The 2013 team was announced as an inductee into the Regina Sports Hall of Fame, and the 2013 team president, Bryn Warrett, was on hand for the announcement. "It's been 12 years. It's really exciting. All these guys have wives and babies now, and to bring this up and have this special night in October, we hope we can fill the room and bring everybody back. And it's been probably 12 years since I've seen some of those guys, so..." How big of a turning point was it for the franchise in validating what you were doing after the split from the Rams, but also bringing in a new head coach by the name of Scott McAuley? "You're right. It was Scott's rookie year as head coach, and we put a plan together, him and I and our board, to put some pieces and some pillars and a strategic plan, and it just happened a lot quicker than we thought. It really was the turning point for our franchise and what we've been able to do, but we couldn't do it to spark the community and events like this to kind of spotlight junior football, so..." And if you talk to Scott, he's very proud of the team and the good football players that he's been able to produce, but he's equally as proud of the good people he's produced. "You're right. They're not all Logan Furlands and everybody that make it up to Rams or CIS or U-Sports or Rough Riders, but we've got lawyers and doctors and real estate guys and a lot of people not only on the team, but our trainers have moved on to work for CFL teams and so on, right? So we are really kind of an incubator for football talent and people in the community. So it's great to see." As mentioned, the Regina Thunder's home opener is against the 0-2 Edmonton Huskies on Sunday at Libel Field. Kickoff is at 1. In other Week 3 games, 1-1 Saskatoon is home to 2-0 Winnipeg, and 0-2 Calgary is at the 1-1 Edmonton Wildcats. And that's your Junior Football Report. I'm Dave Thomas.